Your emotions play an enormous role in your perception of how your life's going. And they can come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. At times, they might be gentle and quiet and hardly noticeable, while at others, they might be super loud and powerful. And you don't necessarily have only one predominant emotion at a time, since, for example, you might feel both nervous and excited in a situation. At times, you also might hold diametrically opposed emotions simultaneously. So, you might feel your heart breaking while also seeing the beauty in it. Or you might feel both elated and exhausted. In other words, emotions can be quite complex, and they are what make life rich. Without them, even the painful ones, everything would be pretty monotonous and gray. When a feeling crops up, sometimes you'll be able to clearly point to a cause. You're sad because your friend received a serious medical diagnosis, say. At other times, though, you might have a hard time pointing to why you're feeling what you feel. Why is this scaring me now? Why does this annoy me so much? What is actually going on inside me right now? Because emotions can be quite complicated, we begin this course by examining the types of emotions that occur and look at when they crop up, what purpose they serve, and why dealing with them can be so difficult. Though we provide a few strategies for regulating difficult or overwhelming feelings a bit later, the main focus of this course is understanding the basics of emotions and how and why they function as they do. This will give you a solid foundation on which to build change, if wanted. As you go into this course, it's helpful to keep in mind that every emotion has a function and a message. Emotions reveal a lot about what's going on in your life or in your head, including letting you know what you need at any given moment. They can also help you find your way in the world. Pretty cool, right? So what does this course cover exactly? We start by taking a look at what emotions are, and we'll explore what we call basic and complex emotions. We'll also cover the range of emotions and discuss what psychologists refer to as primary and secondary emotions. After that, we go through the connections between emotions and needs and delve into the language of emotions that can be helpful for understanding what they're about. Then we'll examine ways different emotions present themselves to you personally, which may leave you surprised. Next, we'll look at ways your emotions are connected to thoughts, the physical body, and certain behaviors. This is when we'll explore why one person can feel so differently from someone else in the very same, or at least a very similar situation. We also discuss what are called action impulses and see how they relate to your emotions. That's all in the first three sections. The fourth section covers emotion regulation, which is the ability to exert control over your emotional state. We provide some strategies you can try out, and we also have some suggestions on what not to do. You'll get a chance here to take a short quiz in order to see how you yourself are doing when it comes to dealing with your emotions. The fifth and final section of the course explores what's referred to as emotional competence, or the ability to understand, express, and self-regulate your emotions. Specifically, we'll examine how emotional competence develops and what can go wrong. You'll come out of this course with a better understanding of what emotions are and how they work, as well as how you yourself are doing when it comes to handling your emotions. You'll see where things are going well and where you might want to work towards change.